This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Poland has declared a week of national mourning after a plane crash Saturday killed 96 people, including Polish President Lech Kaczynski and the First Lady, as well as dozens of Poland's senior military, political, and religious leaders. While many Poles are still in a state of shock, they're also asking questions about the government's fleet of aging aircraft. NPR's Eric Westerfeld reports from Warsaw.
Late into the evening last night and today, thousands of Poles continued to walk through the square in front of the president's residence. They're laying bouquets of flowers, lighting candles, or just standing quietly and staring at the Polish flag fluttering at half-staff above the presidential palace. The loss is devastating to Poland. In addition to the president and first lady, others killed include the head of the Polish Central Bank, the deputy foreign minister, the national security advisor, the deputy parliament speaker, and several other members of parliament, including two presidential candidates. The military faced equally horrific losses. The heads of the Polish Navy, Air Force, Special Forces, Ground Forces, and the Army Chief of Staff were all killed. Sławka Spurek says she was stunned when she heard. She's visiting Warsaw from a nearby town for the weekend and was enjoying a museum with her family when a guard told her the news.
And the lady said, "Oh, have you heard that our president is dead?" And it was shock. We still can't believe it. There are so many people under the presidential palace here in Warsaw. And so many candles and people are coming. There's an endless river of people and I can't believe this. Really.
President Kaczynski and the other VIPs were traveling to Western Russia when their plane crashed in heavy fog while trying to land at an airport in Smolensk. TV footage showed the smoldering, twisted wreckage of the Polish presidential jet, a Russian-made Tupolev 154, spread across a wooded area more than a mile from the airport. Warsaw resident Alex Martin calls it Poland's biggest tragedy in its post-World War II history.
We left without any commanders of the army and the president of the National Bank. It was really a disaster for the country and for the people.
Under the Constitution, the parliament speaker is now acting president, and the country will hold presidential elections as previously planned sometime in June. The pain of the loss is compounded by the fact that the president and his entourage were on their way to remember the 70th anniversary of a massacre in the forest of Katyn of thousands of Polish military officers and Polish intelligentsia by Soviet secret police during World War II. Poles are now calling the plane crash the Second Katyn and refer to the forest around the Russian town as cursed, haunted, and damned. There are already conspiracy theories circulating. One man standing in front of the presidential palace held a sign referring to Russia that said, "The inhuman murderers have done it again." But investigators so far believe the accident was most likely the result of pilot error. Russian media report the Polish pilot was warned several times by air traffic controllers to divert to another airport because of the dangerous fog conditions. Professor Wawrzyniec Konarski with the Warsaw School of Social Sciences says despite the grief and sadness, Poles are asking tough questions.
It has to be clarified why finally plane decided, why the staffs decided to land. Despite the fact that the fog was so strong, if it was really true that the airport warned them or not, to what extent they were aware that this is so dangerous to land the plane, all of those things has to be clarified to avoid any further conspiracy theories.
Poles are also asking why so many VIPs were on one airplane and why the Polish government hadn't upgraded its fleet of aging aircraft. President Kaczynski had been one of the leaders of the pro-democracy Solidarity movement that helped Poland overthrow the communist regime. His friend, Lech Wałęsa, the dissident who went on to become president, said simply of the crash, quote, "The elite of our country has perished." Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Warsaw.